You're listening to WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. And joining me in studio this morning is Jalen Rowe. She is the director of the Community Empowerment Organization. And we're here to talk about the second annual Restorative Justice Conference. And Jalen, you had your first event last year. It was very successful, so you're doing it another year.
Yes, we do hope to have it annual, Jerry. Thank you so much for having me. The Restorative Justice Conference is hosted by Community Empowerment Organization and Antioch College for the first 2 years. Last year, it was our large symposium in October, and the people that attended that symposium, we promised that it would not be a one and done, that we would follow up with some specific subject matter conferences around restorative justice. We are hosting a restorative justice conference, and it's entitled, Are We There Yet? Healing Harms in Sexual and Family Violence and the Role of Restorative Justice Within That.
And is this something that came out of last year's conference?
Yes, it did. We actually put a strategic plan together, Jennifer Berman and myself, for the restorative justice conferences. And we have different subject matters. We are looking at Ohio's opioid crisis. We are looking at what's going on in school systems, K through 12. So we'll be doing a restorative justice conference around that. And of course, this one is very relevant right now and has always been, actually, sexual and family violence. And I want to tell you, Jerry, we had this conference set up prior to everything that is in the headlines right now. We had it prior to the Me Too movement because we recognized that restorative justice can play a role, restorative practices can play a role within these harms that are going on.
And before we talk about this year's conference, let's give folks a reminder about restorative justice. It is an approach to tackling different issues like this.
Exactly. It is a way of healing harms within a set of guidelines. And what we are doing is bringing it out so everyone can see what this is, can have access to it, can meet the practitioners that are doing it. Restorative justice really looks at who has been harmed, why they have been harmed. They've looked at the person that has done the harm, and we start to produce closures because of that.
You have a number of speakers coming in to talk about healing harms in sexual and family violence. Let's tell folks who they'll hear from at this conference.
We have five professionals in their fields that will be speaking on Saturday during the Saturday training, and will be a panel discussion on Friday night. They will be speaking on their work with survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence and discuss the role of restorative practices in deepening healing and closure for victims. And we have the director of Sexual Assault Prevention and Awareness Center at the University of Michigan, Karen Wilmanson, and we have Dr. Joan Pinnell. She is the founder and director of the Center for Family and Community Engagement, and she's a professor of social work at North Carolina State University. And then we're welcoming back Duke Fisher, who has done a lot of work within this area. He was part of our symposium to kick off the restorative justice conferences and symposiums. And Duke is the founder of the Learning Laboratories, and he works in different areas that where he teaches and uses restorative practices. We're inviting back the chief of police of Dayton, Ohio, Richard Bale, and Richard is a wonderful example of how restorative practices are being used within his rank and file and on the streets of Dayton, Ohio. And then we have our beloved Yellow Springs, Raymond Ruka, who will be a speaker on Friday evening. And we invite everyone to come out at the Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs.
As your goal was last year, you mentioned that it was very important for your organization to get people there. So you have a free, open to the public session on Friday.
On Friday night, yes. We want everyone to come out. Just, I mean, if you're curious, if you're a practitioner, if you have dealt with this type of harm in the past. You are welcome. Everyone will benefit, and we're really looking at anyone with the interest in learning about or applying practical, human-centered, restorative justice principles and methods. And these can be educators, Jerry. They can be Title IX coordinators. We're looking at business leaders, school counselors. We know this is a problem within our school system. Kids don't just leave the school and then that's the end of it and going home. That we need to learn how to address these issues. And school workers, everyone is welcome Friday night. Saturday is our training. Saturday, June the 2nd. Is our training, and we're going to train on circle practices and just ways to implement and ways to recognize. And Saturday, there is a full training from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Anyone can go to our registration site and register for this. Now, listen, if you, for whatever reason, we don't care what the reason is, if you can't afford to attend on our regular ticket, no worries. We have wonderful donors who have provided scholarships for anyone who wants to attend. So if you want to attend and you need a scholarship, please just contact me personally, Jalen Rowe, and you can contact me at ceononprofit00@gmail.com. That is ceononprofit00@gmail.com. And if you email me, we'll set you up. We'll get everything worked out for you.
And if you want to just get to the registration process, you can visit tinyurl.com. That's tinyurl.com/RJ tickets. Jalen, when we talked last year, restorative justice was a relatively new term, at least it was for me before you explained this process and this approach to dealing with issues. What have you seen in the movement over the last year?
It's a growing effort across the country, yes. And what's interesting, it's a growing effort here in Yellow Springs, Ohio. I recently met with the CEO, founder of the National Association of Community and Restorative Justice when I was visiting in San Antonio. And we sat down and had a wonderful conversation of how this practice is being utilized in so many different areas of our lives. He truly believes that community justice is a wonderful fit for any city, village, metropolitan area, because it gets people thinking and acting towards solutions, toward healing. And then on an individual basis, it moves out from there. On this particular program, the Sexual and Family Violence Restorative Justice Conference, we were really moved to put this together because it is a problem that touches everybody, even if it hasn't happened to them personally. One of the stats that we have is 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have been victims of some sort, some form of physical violence by an intimate partner within their lifetime. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Again, I'm with Jalen Rowe, and we are talking about the second Restorative Justice Conference. It's June 1st and 2nd here at Antioch College, correct?
Yes, Jerry. Friday night, we will open the doors at 7 p.m., and that will be at the Bryan Center for the entire community to attend. Saturday night's training will be on the beautiful Antioch campus at the beautiful Antioch Wellness Center. And we will be in the South Gym there.
So obviously conferences like this are logistically, they're a challenge to put together, but you have a little help from the community.
Yes, we do. We have 2 local sponsors that we are so grateful for. The Yellow Springs Community Foundation, which also sponsored last year's symposium. And we also have the Yellow Springs HRC Commission, which is wonderful because their values, their mission actually falls in line with what we are doing with the community justice conferences and symposiums.
That website for registering is tinyurl.com/rjtickets. I've been speaking with Jalen Rowe. She is the director of the Community Empowerment Organization. And together with Jennifer Berman here at Antioch College, they are bringing you the second Restorative Justice Conference. That's June 1st and 2nd here on the campus of Antioch College. Jalen, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for having us back again.